The custodian at St. Mark's had just scraped 3 inches of snow off the sidewalks when the man with the cane appeared. The sun was up, but the winds were howling. The temperature was stuck at the freezing mark. The man wore only a pair of thin dungarees, a summer shirt, well-worn hiking boots, and a light windbreaker that stood little chance against the chill. He shuffled along the sidewalk near the chapel and stopped at a side door with the word office painted in dark red. He stepped inside just as another gust of wind hit him in the back. The room was a reception area with the cluttered, dusty look one would expect to find in an old church. In the center was a desk with a nameplate that announced the presence of Charlotte Younger, who sat not far behind her name. She said with a smile, "Good morning." "Good morning." A pause. "It's very cold out there."
"It is indeed," she said as she quickly sized him up.
"I assume you're Ms. Younger," he said, staring at her name.
"No, Ms. Younger's out today. The flu. I'm Dana Schroeder, the minister's wife, just filling in."
There was one empty chair and the man looked hopefully at it. "May I?"
"Of course," she said.
He carefully sat down as if all movements needed forethought. "Is the minister in?"
"Yes, but he's in a meeting. What can we do for you?"
She was petite, a nice chest, tight sweater, cute face, big blue eyes, high cheekbones. A wholesome, pretty girl. The perfect little minister's wife. It had been so long since he'd touched a woman. "I need to see Reverend Schroeder," he said as he folded his hands together prayerfully. "I was in church yesterday, listened to his sermon. And well, I need some guidance."
"He's very busy today," she said with a smile.
"I'm in a rather urgent situation," he said. Dana had been married to Keith Schroeder long enough to know that no one had ever been sent away from his office, appointment or not. Besides, it was a frigid Monday morning and Keith wasn't really that busy. A few phone calls, one consultation with a young couple in the process of retreating from a wedding, underway at that very moment. Then the usual visits to the hospitals. She fussed around the desk, found the simple questionnaire she was looking for, and said,
"Okay, I'll take some basic information and we'll see what can be done."
"Thank you," he said, bowing slightly.
"Name?"
"Travis Boyette. Date of birth, October 10, 1963. Place, Joplin, Missouri. Age, 44. Single, divorced, no children. No address, no place of employment, no prospects." Dana absorbed this as her pen frantically searched for the proper blanks to be filled.
"Where are you staying these days?"
"These days I'm the property of the Kansas Department of Corrections. I'm assigned to a halfway house on 17th Street, a few blocks from here. I'm in the process of being released. Re-entry, as they like to call it." The pen stopped moving, but Dana stared at it anyway. She was hesitant to ask anything more.
"Would you like some coffee?" she asked.
There was a pause, much too long, as if he couldn't decide. "Yes, thanks. Just black with a little sugar." Dana scurried from the room and went to find coffee. She took her time, and when she returned, Travis Boyette was right where she'd left him, still sitting monk-like, the fingertips of his right hand gently tapping those of his left, his black wooden cane across his thighs, his eyes gazing forlornly at nothing on the far wall. His head was completely shaved and perfectly round and shiny. There was a sinister tattoo creeping up the left side of his neck. He took the coffee and thanked her for it. She resumed her position with the desk between them. "How long do you think it'll be before I can see the Reverend?" 5 minutes later, the pastor's door opened and a young woman escaped through it. She was wiping her eyes. She was followed by her ex-fiancé, who managed both a frown and a smile at the same time. They disappeared. When the door slammed shut, Dana said to Boyette, "Just a minute." She hustled into her husband's office for a quick briefing.